You are getting my point?
Yes.
So he said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and don't forget any of his benefits. In the same manner, I said, listen, my soul, you will not be afraid. Don't forget all the testimonies of his deliverance. You get the point? There are families that were wiped out in this last plane crash. But I just told the story of a family that God said, let's spare these three children. And the parents drove them out of the house for whatever reason. We don't know the details now. But they left the house just in time. They left. By the time they came back, there was no house there anymore. That's a testimony. I told a story testimony then. The other plane crash, that was about 7 years ago. Some people are settled down to take the flight. And some government officials said that they had to go to Port Harcourt. So they arrived and used the government official power. Do you know they emptied the plane? They said, okay, children first. They put those Loyola children inside. Then they put the government officials inside. Then they put the passengers that space could take inside. The young man telling the story was one of the people that there was no space for. Of course, he was angry. What kind of country is this? This is oppression because they're in PDP. I mean, I'm not going to tell the stories. One woman was so angry, she stomped her way right up into the plane and dared anybody to remove her. So they found a place to hide Shuka inside. As I said, in life, no, they do gra-gra for everything. No. I don't want you now. If you were here when I was recording radio, I said the principle of Sabbath, there are things you don't fight for. They take your money, say take it. There are times they don't just bother. Not be everything they do gra-gra for. Now so that woman gra-gra just enter the plane. God just used those men to save the lives of some people. This one is a story. I heard the young man narrating it on TV. That I was on that flight. Then they kicked me out and put a PDP official. You get what I'm saying? There are many testimonies. There are many. After that particular flight, one person survived. Not this one, that the 7 years only ago I'm talking about. One person survived. The Lord is good. So what I'm saying, don't forget his testimonies. Listen, so death is not an accident. Until your time comes, you're not going anywhere. That Jesus said, have you ever heard of a prophet perishing outside Jerusalem? I'm removing myself from these people. It's for their sake. Listen, my soul, for that reason you will not be afraid. You will tell yourself, your soul, all kinds of stories of deliverance. I told the story of my one brother that they fired a shot at. Just before that, he wound up the glass in his car. And the mechanism that carries the glass up and down stayed somewhere beside him. When they examined the car later, the bullet was found right there. I said to you last time that when God does something, when you see his hand, when you see his angels at work, it looks like chance. It looks like chance. So every deliverance by chance that you have seen, it wasn't deliverance by chance. It was deliverance by the power of God manifested in the working of his angels. Do you follow my point? So what do? You speak to your soul. You tell it not to be afraid. Not be advice, not instruction. David said, bless the Lord, O my soul. That is, I'm giving you an instruction. So when you wake up in the morning, you must give God thanks. In the same manner you speak to your soul, like it says, why are you so downcast, O my soul? And that's what David said. So what should you do? Put your trust in God. That's an instruction. In the same manner, you wake up every morning, instruct your soul. In this life, you will not be downcast. No matter what comes your way, you must not be downcast. If you are depressed, get a seat. Sit down. And say, Mr. Soul, I see you are depressed. Let me give you a few instructions. In fact, I think one of the greatest things, in my opinion, that we live here with today, we have talked with our wives, amen? No, we have talked to our wives, amen? Most of you can say amen, I don't blame you. Those of you can say amen now. Amen. Did I hear any amen that I was not supposed to hear there? All right? We have talked to our friends, amen? Yeah. Nobody can say that one. But one person we must never forget to talk to is our souls. And I think that's one great instruction we should leave here with today. Let's rise to our feet. Let's talk to our souls. Concerning the matter of fear. If you have your Bibles, quickly open to Psalm 27. I think we should read that one. We'll do that and then we are through for the day. I'm taking this one from Psalm 27 and we are going to speak to our souls. Let me first read it, then we'll begin to talk. He said, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the defense or the strength of my life. Whom shall I dread? When evil doers came upon me to devour my flesh, my adversaries and my enemies, they stumbled and fell." David said like this, "Though a host encamp against me, my heart will not fear. Though war arise against me, in spite of this, I shall be confident." Did you notice that? That's an instruction. What is that? It's an instruction. This is what you say to your soul. Though a host encamp against me, say it loud.
Though a host encamp against me,
my heart will not fear.
My heart will not fear.
Though war arises against me, in spite of this, I shall be confident.
In spite of this, I shall be confident.
Please notice one of the mistakes we've made over time is that we thought this man was just thinking, you know, like, let me just tell you that kind of person where I be. You know, say I want the two fear. Before something will make me, you know, no, that was not what was happening. It was what? An instruction. That is, you say to your soul, even though troubles should come, if I, you know, things you have heard, you know, you've heard of things that say, armed robbers went here, they were raiding from house to house. When you finish hearing it, you talk to your soul. Even though I was in a place and I heard them breaking one door after the other, I will not be afraid. In spite of that, I shall be confident. You're not saying it because that's your normal character. You are saying it because that is your new character. Are you getting my point? That's what we must understand. What we are doing is that we are saying it so that it will become as we are saying. You are giving an instruction to your body. He said, look, you know, say me, I know they take nonsense. Before a man talk like, I go, don't give her six. Now you know it is wrong. You understand my point? That it should be of a temperate spirit. The Bible says that the one that can control his spirit is better than the one that takes a city. You're getting the point? So for that reason, instead of going and saying, you know, say me, I know they take that kind thing. You will say to yourself, even though they slap me on the right cheek, I shall turn the left. You're getting my point? You know, the first day it will happen that they will literally give you the right, real one. One person with a grace, one day, God will just send them to you, temptation. Wah! You know, if not before, you don't draw your dagger, you know. Who won't try? You know that kind of thing. You started. But next you just look at, what was that? You know, as trying to check what was that, you've turned the other one. The guy landed the other one again. He said, may the Lord have mercy on you. It's when you reach home. He said, Lord, you mean I didn't kill somebody? Lord, you mean I did not kill somebody? And for information, just by the way, if that happens to you on the road, go home. I'm telling you, what did I say? Go home. All right, what am I trying to explain? That is, you find that, you're a hot-tempered person. It's not about sitting down, trying to hold back the temper. What do? You instruct yourself. Listen, that's the power of the Word of God. Are you getting my point? So we're speaking about fear. Everything that may have brought fear into your life, or into that news you have heard, you will instruct your body that this is how you will react. You will not be afraid. In spite of this, you will be confident. Let's declare it again. Say, even though war rises up against me, in spite of that, I will not be afraid.
No matter what may come my way,
my soul, you will not be afraid.
No matter what may come my way,
I will not be afraid. In the midst of calamity, I will not be afraid. Inside the sinking boat, I will not be afraid. Walking on water in the midst of waves, I will not be afraid. there is a reason for it to say, for the Lord is with me.
For the Lord is with me.
Say, the angels of the Lord, they encamp round those that fear him and they deliver them. He said, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. For that reason, I will not be afraid. You know, while speaking about that, I just remembered, what's his name? Bros, Peter. Who told Peter to come? Who was watching him coming? By whose power was he walking?
Jesus.
Did fear not overcome all of this and make him sink? See why we have to take this serious? Listen. Say it like this. Even if I had to walk out of my job, I would not be afraid. It's important to many people. I remember one man used to call me those days from Newe. I don't know how he got my number, but he used to keep me on the phone. Every day. So anytime he hears me on radio, he knows this is what he's supposed to be doing. But bros, he couldn't do it. All the days we spoke, he did not do it. Why? He had a busy job and a good job. Every day, Pastor Bank comes on air, he says, hey, there I go. That is he. There he goes again. That this is me on air. So why don't you do something now? He believes that the time is coming. I didn't know he wanted that he used to call me because the thing was always burning in him. I don't know what finally happened to him, but I never forgot that. Because the issue was, how do I walk out from here? Are you getting what I'm saying? That is why I said, say it like that. Say it again. Say, my soul, listen.
My soul, listen.
Even if you have to walk out of your job, and you are not even sure of what is in front,
you will not be afraid.
Because the God that called you,
will never leave you alone.
He's always with you. Now you are talking to your soul. Say, the Lord is always with you. Say, he has prepared a table before you in the presence of your enemies. He has prepared for you a feast of fat things.
You will have an abundance.
You will have abundance in everything that you need.
Therefore, you will not be afraid.
He said, your life, you are talking to your soul now. Say, listen, my soul.
Your life
does not consist in the abundance of things which you possess. Therefore, your hope will not be in material possessions. For that reason, you will not be afraid. If Naira was to lose half of its value, or whatever currency you are spending at that time, you will not be afraid. If a bank were to close on your money,
you will not be afraid.
That's what David was saying here, brethren. He said, in spite of this, he said, though a host encamp against me, my heart will not fear. I'm convinced that one of the reasons why people fail in life is because of fear. You hear what I said? He said, how do you know? Simple. The reason why Peter sank was not because of the will of God. So the will of God, he wasn't so sure whether God wanted him to put the left foot in front. When he came out that time, he should have learned the method of which foot to put first. That was not the issue. Why did you doubt? It was fear. The Bible says he began to fear and he began to sink. That's interesting. Working with God, I have discovered, is almost like an all or none. Once you start, you have to enter the promised land or you're dead in the wilderness. Why did he die in the wilderness? No, be fear. They said, the giants are going to eat you. He said, Moses, Moses, we can't enter, we can't enter. Is it because they didn't like what was going on in there? Of course, they understood what the land was flowing with milk and honey. But they heard the story of giants. He said,
my soul,
you have left Egypt.
You have given your life to Christ.
You will not perish in the wilderness.
You will walk with God into the promised
land. Even though you were to see giants in the land,
in spite of this, you will not be afraid.
Even though the whole, all the giants that ever existed were to queue up against you, you will not be afraid. You will not be afraid of political giants. You will not be afraid of economic giants. You will not be afraid of intellectual giants. No matter what kind of giants there are, you will not be afraid. Say it, my soul. Hear me.
Hear
the word of God. In spite of them, you will be confident. You will be confident of success.
You will be confident of victory.
In spite of them, you will be confident. No matter the troubles of life that may show up against you, in spite of them, you will be confident. You will be sure of victory. Don't forget this part. Because the Lord is with you to deliver you. Because the Lord is with you to give you victory. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in them. Say, the God that brought you out of Egypt can take you into the promised land, and he will take you into the promised land. The giants will fall because of you. Say, the giants will fall because of you.
You
know what the Bible says? God said that if they gather against you, you know what happened? Because of you, they will fall. Because of you, they will scatter. If they come against you one way, when the Bible says they will flee in seven ways, you know what it means? That means they will flee in every available way. They say seven is the number of perfection. Is that not what we're taught? A spiritual mathematician. I'm not very good with mathematics in spiritual things, all right? But those who do spiritual mathematics, they say it's the number of perfection. What it means, therefore, if they say they will flee in seven ways, it means they will flee in every available way. Some will go through the window, that's one way. Some will go through the roof, that's another way. Some will use the door, that's another way. Some will go underground, that's another way. Yes, so there are people who sink. You go and ask the people who were shouting against Moses. They went one way. Are you getting what I'm saying? Listen, everything that is arrayed against you, they will scatter because of you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You know many multi-billionaires that God wants to make amongst his people. You know why they are not succeeding? Fear. That's why they don't do business. Listen to me. Just hear the word of God. You will do great business. Did I hear an amen?
Amen.
You will do turnover in hundreds of millions of dollars. Did I hear amen?
Amen.
And hear ye the word of the Lord. All those who are angry because of your progress, you will watch them, they will collapse. Those who will die will die. Those who will have stroke so that they will have eyes to see but no mouth to report. God will give those ones stroke. Yet, you will be successful. You will have victory.
Amen.
And every dream you ever dream will come to pass.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Say to your soul now, say, my soul, I hope you heard that.
My soul, I hope you heard
that. Therefore, no matter what comes your way, no matter what troubles people stir up against you on the path to this vision, in spite of it, you will not be afraid. In spite of it, you will not be afraid. In spite of them all, you will not be afraid. Listen, a time will come. Listen to those of you who this thing concerns, all right? You will have invested hundreds of thousands of man hours and millions of dollars worth of cash. Yet you will see men gather that the only assignment they have in life is to make sure that thing crumbles. Sometimes it's not, they are not even thinking about you. They are making their own policies. But you know if it goes one way, you're out. You understand my point? Wiped out entirely. Hear the word ahead of time. Do not be afraid.
Amen.
That's all I have to say about that. What did I say? Say to your soul, you will not be afraid. Say, you will not be afraid. You are talking to yourself, you will not be afraid. No matter what the bad news is that you will hear, it's only hearing. The Bible says you must hear it. Yes, because that's what he said now. He said, only with your ear will you hear. That's the way it is. So in spite of that, you will not be afraid. You will not be afraid because of what you heard. The hearing of your ears will not make you afraid. You know what he said? Listen to this. You know, God doesn't only say negative things. I say he says the positive. The Lord alone, let him be your dread and let him be your fear. You know what it means? Don't be afraid of those who want $3 million bribe to cover something up. Just make sure you did not chop the money. That's what it means. Let the Lord alone. Let him be your fear. Let him be your dread. That's what he said to Isaiah. You know what it means? Even though nobody is looking, know he is looking. That's what it means. It's not about who will catch you or who will not catch you. Who will be caught or who will not be caught. The issue is, let God alone be your fear. Let him alone be your dread. If it is wrong, don't do it. No matter what the consequences will be. If it is wrong, don't do it. That's what it means to fear God. I told you, all these commandments, they have practical implications. A lot of people, you know how they fear God. God, take your portion. Now, thief with thief, and more, this is your court. That's how a lot of people fear God. They fear the God of Titan more than anything. I'm not telling a joke. True story. I've heard the story of a girl who she's a professional prostitute. Not the one stand by the road, the one where they hang around Abuja, you know, government house and places like that. And she was counseling her sister. Say, whatever happens, just make sure you pay your tithe. I'm not kidding, no. God sees my heart. I'm not making it up. Some people, that's the only fear they understand. But that's not how to fear God. That's not how to fear God. How do you fear God? If it is wrong, I'm not doing it. This is how I understand what is right. This is what I understand as wrong. And if it is wrong, I have to account to God, and he's always watching. But beyond him, I'm not afraid of anybody. Beyond him, I am not afraid of anybody. Listen, let's say this. Say to your soul, say, my soul, listen.
My soul, listen.
No matter the threats against you,
in spite of them, you will not be afraid.
No matter the evil report you hear that people are planning against you, in spite of them, you will not be afraid. Say, in spite of them, you will not be afraid. Because God has said, I will help you. If you have your Bible, quickly open to Isaiah chapter 41. It's very interesting. Let's just read this one. Like I told you, there's a reason for it. That's the instruction you are giving your soul. Say, don't worry. God is on your side. As you just be mumbling it under your breath there. Say, so don't worry. God is on your side. He has sent men from afar to help you. His angels are under commandment. They have been commanded to help you. You are not alone. Even though you may appear like you are alone, but you are not alone. He said, the people who are on your side are more than those who are against you. You are speaking to your soul. In fact, be doing it right now, not listening to me. So this is why you will not be afraid. This is why you will not be afraid. Your life is not an accident. You were given life for a purpose. You are alive for a purpose. You will live, you will not die. No prophet perishes outside Jerusalem. There's an importance to that statement. When Jesus made it, what it means is that until you get to the place of your appointment, you are not dying. That's what it means. If you are supposed to die having fulfilled the will of God in your generation at the age of 98, forget it. No matter what happens, if you like to drink poison, you will not die. At the age of 98, you will have fulfilled the will of God for your life. Then you will look, after seeing your children, your children's children, then you will die in peace. Yes, that's your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. Therefore, you will not be afraid. Say to your soul, I hope you are hearing this. You will not be afraid, my soul. Listen to verse 11. No, let me start from verse 8. He said, but you, Israel, my servant, and I've told you before, this is for everyone who believes in the Lord Jesus Christ, because he has made them into one body by that sacrifice on the cross. He said, but you, Israel, my servant, descendant of Abraham, my friend, I'm jumping lines now. He said, you I have taken from the ends of the earth and called from its remotest parts. And I said to you, you are my servant. Say, I am his servant.
I am his servant.
He has chosen me.
He has chosen
and he has not rejected me. You know, God said in verse 10, do not fear, I am with you. Say, soul, listen to this. Do not fear.
God is with you.
Say it, God is with me.
Therefore, my soul will not fear.
He said, do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Surely, I will help you. You may be a businessman. Nobody is giving me money to start my business. Rejoice and be glad. You know, there's a prayer I pray for people all the time. I say, you don't need money to start your business, so may you not find it. People don't like to say amen. But listen, they should say amen, that may nobody give it to you. When Ebony was doing his 50th anniversary, the late man, John Johnson, he said, today I want to thank three people that made it possible for me to be the sole owner of Johnson Publications. He said, because if they had given me the money I asked them for that time, today, now, from this point, I can't remember his exact words. Today, they would have been holding 75%. I would have had 25%. But he approached three of them. He said, I don't want to mention their names. If they had given me the money I asked for, this company would not have been solely owned by me today. By that time, the company was worth hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. And he was the sole owner. And at 50th anniversary, all he had to do was to tell people, thank you for saying no that time. I heard the story of one man of God, great man of God, influential in ministry, having done great work. One day, I think the wife was telling the story. He was telling his wife the story. The one girl he wanted to marry who refused. The girl said, well, she let me go and tell her thank you. She said to say, you marry my husband, man. Nothing from you. Ah, thank you, Joe. Thank you. But don't say thank you to her. Say thank you to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit does two things. He opens the eyes of the blind and blinds the eyes of those that see. The Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. So may I say that nobody's helping me, but hear ye the word of the Lord. He said, I will help you. What did he say? I will help you. He said, surely I will help you. He said, I will strengthen you. Surely I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. You know, I love the King James there. Very powerful sounding. He said, the right hand of my righteousness. Are you getting the point? Listen, tell your soul. See, you hear him, so? Say, so I hope you heard that too. God will help you. God will provide your finances. God will provide the connection. God will provide the open doors. God will provide the opportunities. You know what David said? He said, send us help from above, O Lord, for vain is the help of man. You will have help from above in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That is why you will not be afraid. I like the way God said it here. Let's continue reading. He said, surely, he said, verse 11, behold, all those who are angered at you will be shamed and dishonored. Those who contend with you will be as nothing, and they will perish. You will seek those who quarrel with you, but will not find them. Those who war with you will be as nothing and non-existent. For I am the Lord your God, who upholds your right hand, who says to you, do not fear. Why? I will help you. Say to your soul, do not fear.
Do not fear.
For God will help you. Say like you believe it, my soul.
Do not fear.
For God will help you.
For God alone is your help.
God will send you help from above.
For vain is the help of man.
Listen, the people that, these are, you know, people that God has sent to help you. You know, in that book, let me close because of time. In that book, should I say yes? I wrote a chapter and I titled it, Do Not Beg. The Lord is good, though. I'm preaching marriage again. If you ever use please for a woman, just slap yourself. That here is slap over there. There are words you don't use. I don't have to say you don't use please for your man. If you use please for your man, you should go and kneel down on broken bottle as your penance. But that one is very, I mean, that is stupid. I say people that listen, you don't say please. I mean, go and ask my wife there. I didn't tell her please. What kind of please is that? See, fine boy like this, they say please. The Lord is good. Now the idea is anybody has to be doing please, 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 for God didn't send that one. That's where I'm going. Whether it's wife or husband or help, boss, servant, whatever it is. Please, 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 for what? Hey. You know, there was a woman that was working in our house once. One day my wife gave her some instructions. She carried her bag, said she did go. You know, those nannies, they think they are seriously needed. They don't know the kind of house where she come. Now my wife overtake her, open the gate. Pass. She walk her down the road small. She said, this woman don't go beg me. Now she beg herself. Now she do about turn, come back. He said, it's just because of the children. I said, children or no children, listen, this house I'm the madam. You will listen to my instructions. And I said, yeah. The woman, why do you open? Yeah, move it. She walk her halfway down the street. She said, man, this woman don't go beg. Yeah. Now he beg himself, come back. Listen, the help that God sends, they don't need, I beg now. You know, without you, I'm dead. Please help me. Please, please help me. You're the only hope I have. Anytime you say that one, God will just come out in hand and watch you. Your please in life must be courtesy. You understand my point?
Yeah.
It must be what?
Courtesy.
Just like, come in, please. Sit down, please. You know, thank you, please. Please you, please. You know, it must just be courtesy. It must not be an intense supplication as if man is where your help is. No. He says, send us help from above, for vain is the help of man. You are getting what I'm saying? This is how you know the help that God sent. It will be willing. He said, my people, they said, my people will be willing. I had to say it again. In the days of his power, your people will be willing. You know that word, you know, willing means they will volunteer freely. That's what it means. They will volunteer freely. When the Bible says God will send help, it doesn't mean that all the helps are invisible. He will send human beings to help you. But how you know the ones he sent are those ones that they are not demanding an arm and a leg. Anybody that looks like he'll be reminding you 5 years later, you know, I helped you that time. The Bible says don't eat his bread. So put a knife to your throat when you enter the house of a stingy man. He will tell you on the surface, eat, his heart is not with you. Such people, may God deliver you from them.
Amen.
You don't need that kind of help.
Amen.
Let me tell you the kind of help that God will send to you. People that will help you, eh? When you tell them thank you later, they are trying to remember. I don't know whether I get the point.
Yes.
I helped you win. Okay, yes, all right. You don't owe them anything. You know why? So that God can collect his thank you complete by himself. That is the kind of help you will have in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let's conclude by saying to your soul again, say, soul, I hope you heard that. Your help comes from the Lord. Say, soul, your help comes from the Lord. Say it loud, my help comes from the Lord.
Who made the heavens and the earth?
He will not allow my foot to be moved. Say, he who keeps me will not slumber. Let me just read it out correctly. I think I just feel like reading that Psalm. Psalm 121. It said, my help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to sleep. He who keeps you will not slumber. It said, behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. Now, from verse 5, let's shout it loud. It said, the Lord is my helper.
The Lord is my helper.
The Lord is my shade.
The Lord is my shade.
On my right hand. The sun will not smite me by day. Not the moon by night. That is, you won't be exposed. That's what it means. That is, you won't be without a roof over your head. That's what it means. I used to wonder, what does it mean, sun smiting you by day or moon by night? What it means that now weather. Are you getting my point? When you don't have a house where to sleep at night, it's called moon smiting you by night. Afternoon, you don't have what to do, where to go, where to hide. It's called sun smiting you by day. That is, you will not lack any good thing in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Say to your soul,
my soul,
you will not lack any good thing
any good
in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, the Lord will protect you from all evil. He will keep your soul. The Lord will guard your going out and your coming in. Say it again. The Lord will protect me from all evil. He will keep my soul.
He will guard my going out.
My flying high.
My riding on boats.
My driving in cars.
On top of a bike.
Or a bicycle.
Or walking by the roadside.
In all of these, the Lord will keep me.
The Lord will guard me from all troubles.
He will guard my children.
He will guard my wife, my husband, my brother, my sister.
He will guard everyone that you love in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Bible says, from this time forth and forever. Amen. Even though there was a plane crash last week, from this time forth and forever.
Amen.
No matter the trouble you hear of, from this time forth and forever.
Amen.
You will not be afraid.
Amen.
Because the Lord is with you.
Amen.
Just lift your hands and just give the Lord thanks. Say, Father, we thank you. Say, Lord, we thank you. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your wonderful works. Thank you for your mercy. I declare to you that goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life, and you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever.
Amen.
Cheer up, brethren.